Let's continue. I heard you said it twice. That's enough. What do you think? Who wants to start over? Who wants to continue? And what are the rest? Okay. I'll draw a drawing and then we'll continue. Can I start? Is that after the... Yeah. So, what do we know? His desire to do good to his created being. That he has a black point inside. You see it? This is the point, and this is the desire. He created the kli from the black point, and this is prinat shorish, this is prinat aleph, the root and the first discernment. This kli is filled with light, and we call it prinat chokhmah. From the desire being filled by the light, a response came, that this desire wants to resemble the filling in it, and wants to bestow. That is the second discernment, prinat bet. From bet, from wanting to bestow, starts feeling that she has nothing to bestow. She's empty. She can't without the light of chokhmah. She's just a will to receive. And then prinat gimel comes out. So half is in bestow and half is reception. From it, prinat dalet comes, which is entirely decides that I'm receiving entirely receiving and enjoying the light, just as if it's in prinat shorish. Meaning dalet does exactly what's in shorish, the thought of creation. But when it finishes this action, which are all called four phases of direct light and their root, she feels that she cannot be in it, because there inside she has a feeling that she is opposite from the host, and she has a rejection from her own state. That state is called Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, and she completely empties out from the light, because that feeling of shame is worse than the feeling of pleasure. It's greater than the feeling of pleasure, that it just becomes unbearable suffering. In this way, this kli empties out and remains empty. Remains empty. Up to here it's clear, right? No questions. None. Good. Afterwards, she decides, still, how can she connect these two ends? That on one hand, she feels a big desire to receive. On the other hand, she feels that in the reception, there's huge suffering. On one side, there's a big impulse from the host that she takes. On the other hand, she can't receive and take. Meaning she has a problem with the host, that she wants to do it for him, herself and for the host, and she can't. All of this information comes and connects to one solution, that I reject, Prina Dalet says this, these are Gimel Prinot, Shorosh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, the root, and 1, 2, 3. And this is Prinat Dalet, the fourth discernment. Then Prinat Dalet says, I will keep the Tzimtzum, the restriction, I won't receive for myself, but for the host, that it has nothing to do with reception. It's all giving. I'm receiving as much as I can in order to bestow. And then what I have here above will be called Rosh. And as much as I receive is called Toch. And where I can't receive, that's called Sof. This is how I divide myself. So I have three Pchinot, and this is the fourth one. And here we get what we call a partsuf. A partsuf is a structure where the guest wants to resemble the host. He builds something of himself called partsuf, like such an expression, such a presentation. Until here, is it all clear? Good. So we have Rosh, Toch, Sof, Partsuf. Just Malchut Avein Sof. This is what she's about to do. What happens afterwards? We've learned that we have the same action that Malchut Avein Sof performs, that if we make it into a line. Why a line? Because she wants to work according to the line, according to the masach she has. That's why she divides herself into Rosh and Toch and Sof. That in the Rosh she thinks, how can she
lekayem et atzma?
Keep herself in the Toch, how she will receive in order to give contentment to the Creator, and in the Sof, as much as she won't be able to do it. That is actually what is happening. The thing is that there's an addition here, that after she receives the light, there is an abundance left of the light. And that extra light that she can't receive works on her and comes to putting pressure on this border. He wants to cancel this border, this limit. It's called Omekif, surrounding light. This Ol Mekif is a huge light. Ol Mekif and Ol Pnimi, an inner light, equals the light of Ein Sof. That's why this Partsuf that received in order to bestow purifies. It purifies back. And during the purification, there's all kinds of phenomena. When it returns to Pederosh, there's already a new Rishimo. That if there was a Rishimo after the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet, there was Dalid of Itlapshut and Dalid of Aviyut, and here there was a calculation of Dalid. So when he comes here, he has a calculation on Dalid Gimel, because he felt that he can't work with that same force of persistency, of rejection, like he had before. And he performs a Zivug Daka on a different level. According to that different level, he descends to the degree of Gimel, because this is the degree of Dalid. This is the degree of Dalid, of Aviyut. So he descends to the degree of Gimel of Aviyut. and performs a zivug daka and builds the new reception of light. On the Rishimot of Dalet Gimel, as we were saying, this place is called Chazeh. Compared to the previous place, which was called Peh. Here, I'll write it here, Peh. Then a Zivug Daka happens, and the second Partsuf expands until the general Tabu, because below he has no forces. The light of Chokhmah cannot go there. So here we had the sermons called Rosh.
Rosh.
Rosh. And Toch. And Sof. Of the Partsuf. Galgalta. Galgalta. And next we have Partsuf Ab. Ab purifies back to Pederosh with the Rishimot Gimel Bet. And the Rishimo Gimel Bet descends to the Chazeh and expands from Chazeh below and above, and Zivug Daka'a, and the Partsuf comes here, which will be called
Shikare Partsuf,
will be called Partsuf
Sag.
Sag.
Arishimot Gimel Bet.
The Rishimot are Gimel Bet. Also until the general Tabu. And when it comes to the general Tabu, it starts purifying. When it purifies, it comes to the Rishimot Bet Aleph. But here it's Gimel Bet. So here in the middle, the Rishimot of Bet. Meaning, there's a special purification of the Partsuf, because the light of Chokhmah is gone, that from the beginning of creation there was light of Chokhmah, and here it disappears in Nekudot Desag. And then, this Partsuf descends completely below the Tabu. It can be till the Tabu and even below it. This is the Partsuf of Nekudot Desag, the Partsuf of Bina. And then it is able to bestow the light of Chokhmah. Sorry, the light of Chasadim. In addition of light of Chasadim, to the Sof of the Galgalta, Bet Chasadim, the light of mercy, and receive from there Dalet of Aviyut.
ואז מתוך זה
and then from that
הכלים האלו שהם
these vessels that are קטח, חוכמה, בינה חסד, גבורה, תפארת נצח, הוד, יסוד, מלכות these vessels
מתחלקים
are divided. In the middle of Tiferet, they divide into two. Where the vessels of Keter Chochma Bina are called Galgalta, Chesed Gvura Tiferet are called Enaim, and this half of Tiferet is called Ozen. Nehi is called Chotem, and Malchut is called Pe. So we have Gargalta, Enaim, and Achap. In this way, the partsuf is divided, and it's called nekudot. The sag, nekudot of sag. The border, boundary that separates them is called parsa, separates vessels of bestowal. And vessels of reception.
Zeo. Atko lamadno.
We've learned everything this far. Because we have the view of the coarseness of Pchina Dalet that gets mixed up down below, we get the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet, where Malchut rises up to the place of Chazeh, and here you get the second restriction. What is the second restriction? It means that in this area down here, we should not work with vessels of reception. We should not receive lights here in order to bestow, because it will certainly be in order to receive. Vessels of reception, and they don't have a sufficient screen in order to receive, in order to bestow. To bestow, in order to bestow, we have vessels above the parsa. Below the parsa, those are vessels of, to receive in order to bestow, there's not enough strength, so they don't do it. Therefore, there is a restriction on these vessels called the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet. That's what we learned, really. And all of this is called Partsuf Nekudot Desag, the Partsuf of Nekudot of Sag. And because this Partsuf was concluded, various Rashimot come up from it.
Le Rosh Desag,
two Rosh of Sag, and there are two Roshimo that come up here. There's Roshimo Bet Aleph, second restriction, and Roshimo of Dalet Kimmel. There's two kinds of Roshimot. On Roshimo Bet Aleph, second restriction, we get on these two Roshimo
Bet Aleph.
On Bet Aleph, we get the world of Nekudim in Katnut, and Roshimo Dalet Gimel, we get the world of Nekudim in Gadlut. And we're going to continue with those soon. Thus far, is everything clear?
Well, you know that I don't understand anything.
No, it's not a problem.
This drawing, not even that it's hard for me to copy it. If I see such a thing without you explaining it, it's just gibberish. I feel that I'm just sitting here wasting my time and drilling a hole in the boat.
Drill a hole in the boat, it's not too bad. If you're sitting here and you regret the fact that you're drilling a hole, it's alright, it's one thing. The other thing is, if you look at my drawings from 30 years ago, 40 years ago, you will also see these drawings, meaning you simply have to learn how to express what's written in the book in a graphic way that you'll be able to give it. Other than that, I'm an engineer by profession. I made so many drawings, I can recall thousands on these big sheets of Bristol paper. So this is my language, and additionally, it's comfortable. I have little language in here. I can express spiritual actions that we can discuss. This is the language of Kabbalists.
I understand this. I see your drawings for 10 years. I don't understand how to implement this.
What do you mean implement? I don't know how to implement. I'm just learning what's written in the book. And somehow,
what is this drawing? Is it a map?
It's a map of seeming actions, a recording of the actions of the light of Ein Sof that worked on the desire that was in it. The desire in Ein Sof is in the beginning. Is that red arrow? You see it?
Do I have to implement it like?
You have to learn it.
To learn, but not...
Not to realize. Completely not to realize. This is theory. This is seemingly as if it, maybe it's happening, maybe it's not. There are those who say it happens, okay?
What do I do with it?
This arrow. You see where I'm at? This arrow is the light of Insof, the thought of creation, to create the creatures and to do good to them. The revelation of the action of the Creator toward the future creature. The future creature is here in this red dot, a desire to receive an existence out of absence, something out of nothing, and the desire of the Creator to bestow an existence out of existence. So in this root of creation, there are two forces, the force of the Creator to bestow and the force of the creature to receive. And the force of the creature is simply how the Creator created him. That's it. And now he develops this will to receive until it will become suitable for what he wants. He makes it. He simply makes it. So we see Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, how he develops the will to receive until this will to receive comes to a state where it receives everything, it feels shame inside. Let's write it. Shame, and this shame brings him to the restriction. And then he restricts himself. And then he is in this split. On the one hand, he wants to receive very much. On the other hand, the moment he as much as thinks about receiving, he feels like is about to blow up with unpleasantness. And he's in between these two forces. It's a terrible state. We can't really imagine it. Just imagine it, that you are dying of hunger and you really want to eat, yeah? On the one hand. On the other hand, the moment you would touch the food in relation to what you really want to eat, to devour, you can't hold yourself, you feel a force that's burning you to that same extent that you wish to eat. And then you are between these two forces. It's a horrible state. I'm better off dead. And then he decides that this state is good only in one thing. The solution can be only one. If I receive not from myself, meaning shame is helping him to deal with his will to receive and also to turn it into the host and to think of going in a different direction, to identify with the host, meaning he already changes its very foundation, not to receive pleasure, but to give pleasure, not to receive, but to bestow, not to be the creature, but to be the one who resembles the Creator. That's something else.
That's how the shame becomes honor, reception becomes bestowal, distance becomes closeness, and so on.
So it is something that we will realize as created beings.
Certainly, this is our plan. From here onwards, the creature begins to define things. Certainly, all those actions and decisions and what happens all already existed to start with in Pchinat Shoresh of the four phases of direct light. But now it emerges outwards. Certainly, it's all still according to the plan of the Creator in a directed manner from above down. And then he does the first action. I drew this first action in two manners. One manner, which is here like this, as this Prina Dalet is here, and the second manner where Pinatalet is like this, arranged this way, already in the form of a diagram.
I saw it 1,000 times, but still.
1,000 times. Well, and I also drew it not 1,000, but maybe 10,000 times. It's okay. So?
So, I'm not getting it. I sit here and I'm just getting this heaviness. My eyes close. I can't hear it.
Why? I don't know. Let's say this is me. This is me. Either this or this. What's more convenient for you? Is this more comfortable for you?
I don't know what's more convenient for me.
Let's say this is more comfortable for you. Here, above, which is called the Rosh. I have before me a plate of hummus. Yes. And I'm thinking, what will I do? I came in order to fill my belly so that I will be all bloated later and all day think about you, or I will do it for your benefit. So I make a calculation, and I want to do it for your benefit, just like you want to do it for my benefit. So here we connect, meaning what is the essence of the action? Connection through the hummus. There is a connection that occurs. You for me and I for you. We want to pass pleasures, participation, sharing, connection, connect our hearts, and not the hummus itself. Meaning the actions are not actions, but they're the essence of your action and mine becomes one. That is called that we attain unity.
So, in the drawing here, it's myself? That's what I'm giving?
Yes, you are giving here. You see this arrow from above down? You are bringing me pleasure. I don't receive the pleasure. I don't want to be like in a restaurant. I want by this to connect to you. So I develop an intention towards you that I want to pass to you the pleasure. But by what can I do this? If I will take from you. So I take it from you, but my calculation is only to delight you, to give you pleasure. When I receive it in order to delight you, to give you pleasure, then it's not considered reception. That's called bestowal. And then that condition of the first restriction, Tzimtzum Aleph, you see where I'm going here? This condition of Tzimtzum Aleph doesn't have any influence on me because I'm not receiving. It's not considered reception. It's all in bestowal. How is it in bestowal? I'm not using my vessels of reception. Certainly I'm using my vessels of reception, but the calculation is how much I'm bestowing to you. Meaning I am with my vessels of reception inside you. And there I measure how much I can give you. By me enjoying. Meaning the calculation here is all mixing between us. Where are you and where am I? Where are we together? And this place becomes the place of dvikut, of adhesion, of the creator with the creature. That's it. And wherever I am not capable, I close it. Here, I remain with the restriction, an empty place.
Where is the 10 in this diagram?
The 10 is inside. The 10 is inside it.
What does it mean, inside?
Inside, meaning I can't do these actions if it's not with the 10. Because I can't locate the host in order to do towards him any form of action. I'm not capable. Only if we're connected. So I have a kli of bestowal with which I can turn to the Creator.
It seems like there's only the Creator and the created being here.
But the creature is called the Ten. None of us alone.
So everything that's called me here is inside the Ten?
It's not inside the Ten, it's the Ten. And there's no I here. Creature. Creature is Ten. Just like Rabash writes, 10 and not 9, 10 and not 11. Less than that, there is no personality, there's no individuality.
You think I'll be able to draw something like that out of myself?
To illustrate it? It's not a problem.
Or maybe even just to copy it, because it seems complicated to me.
It's not complicated. It just points to the order of actions. There is nothing here that has to do with attainment. You're simply learning with your simple intellect how all this cascades from above downwards. That's it.
Thank you.
Good, yes?
Nekudot Desag is really the first Patsuf without Chokhmah, right?
Right.
And that's why it can give Chasadim to Nehid Gagalta?
Yes.
What's the connection between giving Chasadim and getting of Yud Dalet, a fourth of Yud?
Wait, don't continue. You don't understand, doesn't matter. What's the question?
What's the connection between giving Chasadim and then getting Dalet of Yud?
Meaning, Nekudot Desag. You see, according to the diagram here, bestow Chasadim to Nehiyev Ak, and receive as a response an impression from the Avyut Dalit that is there. Because here there's the coarseness, the Avyut of Dalit. And here in Nekudot of Sag, there is Avyut Bet. So they bestow Chasadim, which is filling, addition, to this empty place. Here there's also Chasadim, but very minute. And a very little light. And then we receive from there additional Avyut Dalit, the impression from the Avyut Dalit, which causes them the restriction, the Tzimtzum. What are you asking?
What's the connection between...
The connection between them is that here it's vessels of reception but are not active right now. And there's a light of Chasadim in them that's very little. The light of rejection. And here, these are vessels of bestowal of the Nekudot of Sag, which have a true light of Chasadim, a great light, and they can expand to Nehi of Ak and fill them, because there's a closeness between them, between these lights. Here, it doesn't want to receive anything in Nekudot of Sag. It works in bestowal. And here, it doesn't want to receive anything, not from it working in bestowal, but because it doesn't want to receive. So here the light of Chasadim is from not wanting to receive. And here it's the light of Chasadim from wanting to bestow. So there's a closeness between them. And then this great light, the light of Bina, bestows below to Nehi Avak and awakens them. And then the Bina Dalet that is there awakens and it operates upon Nekudot of Sag in its Avyut, in its coarseness. And it causes the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet. Meaning those Nekudot of Sag, which have a part of them, which are called vessels of reception, this is the two-thirds of Tiferet, the lower two-thirds of Tiferet, and Netzach Hod Yesod and Malchut, that those are the vessels of reception. Those are vessels of reception. They are restricted. The Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, or it's also called the Tzimtzum of Nehi Avak. And then, what does this mean? That until the Parsa, you can receive lights in order to bestow, and from Parsa downwards, until the Siyum, you cannot receive lights. There's no Masach to receive in order to bestow there.
Can I ask another question? Shemot Dalet Gimel, on which the world of Nikodim in Gadlut comes. Where do they come from?
They arrive from the awakening of the Parzuf. Of Nehi Avak. Here, I will draw it here. Dalet. We will do here in parentheses. Dalet Gimel. It's good that you asked. More?
Parzuf Nekudot Saga. Parzuf Nekudot Saga. Where is its Rosh?
The Rosh of Parzuf Nekudot Saga is from Nikveh Naim. I drew it here not exactly correct. There's here a Masach which comes from Nikveh Naim downwards. Yes.
And this Masach, the Or Chozer, the reflected light that comes out of it, that Or Chozer is really a result of everything that happens below the Tzimtzum Bet.
It's not what it begets, but the light that comes from Nikveh Naim upwards expands in the Nikveh Naim downward, and that is the world of Nikudim. Like El Galta.
If I remember correctly, Or Chozer is the relation to the Creator, to the Giver.
Okay.
Is it not correct?
It's correct.
So what happens in Parzuf Nekudot Desag is that there's a kind of to bestow in order to bestow happens here for the first time, right?
Bestowing in order to bestow?
What happens below the tabo? Because until now there was no work below the tabo. The line of Tzimtzum Aleph stopped and there was no work below it. There's the bed, and then there's the first descent below tabo.
Yes.
And there's the mixture with Nehida'ak there.
The Nehida'ak, yeah.
And then it creates, for the first time, a situation where you can't receive Chochmah.
Yes.
So doesn't it affect the Or Chozer, no?
No, Or Chozer is in the Rosh. That precedes everything. No.
And this act of bestowing as much as possible, even if you have only 1 gram out of 1,000, does that also happen below the tabo?
Yes. We will learn that. It's not that simple. No. I just wanted to say to you this way. There's no return from the goof to the Rosh. The Rosh decides and carries out the action. The goof is a result of it only.
So the goof is after the Or Chozer?
Certainly.
I wanted to continue, Yeshua. It's still not clear about the impression of Nehi Deag in Tzimtzum Bet. How do Chassadim shift from what is clear is
it's understood or not?
The impression in Tzimtzum Bet, how does it happen?
But with its light, it awakens. You wanted to contribute 100 shekel. Let's call it a thin light. A poor man comes and says, and I want to donate 1,000 shekel. Why? Because I am the partzuf of chasadim, whole. For you, it's chasadim because you're rejecting. You don't want to receive. That's where there are vessels of reception. You don't want to use them. So 100 shekel. Okay, that's your bestowal. The main thing for you is not bestowal. The main thing is for you to receive in order to bestow. Whereas for me, the main thing is to bestow. Is bestowal. So I'm going to donate 1,000 shekels when I come to you and I mix with you. What by that am I awakening in you? I awaken in you aviyut, coarseness. Aviyut, because you start to see that you have aviyut to bestow. You have no possibility. That's not you. You are a partsuf that receives in order to bestow. So I awaken in you with my bestowal, aviyut, and you want to work with it, but you just don't know how and where. So you bestow in return. You're aviyut dalit. I bestow to you aviyut bet, bestowal, and you bestow upon me aviyut dalit, reception. Okay.
So what allows the impression from Dalit is that it's restricted?
Of course she is restricted.
So that's what allows Bet to awaken it. She's restricted, she's not active.
Yes, she from not operating, she operates as chasadim.
In it, Pashtut, expansion of Ab and Sag. Where is the Sof, the end of these Potsufim?
Everything is on the Tabu of Galgalta.
So the it Pashtut of the Toch is not at the Tabu. We only draw it this way, but it actually ends at the Siyum.
The Toch and Sof of Ab and Sag end in the Tabu of Galgalta.
So the it Pashtut of Ab and Sag is also in the Sof? The Sof has to be restricted. Without expansion, it pashtut of opening me, inner light.
I don't understand what you're asking. Look in the tree, the book of Ilan. Maybe read Pticha again and what he says. Asaf.
You may have just answered it, but in the Hidak you have chasadim from rejection. And
yes.
Nekudot de Sag have chasadim of extension. Right. So
yes.
Because there is chasadim from extension, chasadim from rejection here and here, they have equivalence, so they can connect. Then Nekudot de Sag, no Bchina Dalet, on which there was the rejection. Can you put it this way? The Ovyut, the thickness on which there is the rejection.
Nekudot of Sag are impressed from Bchina Dalet, from Nehiyavak, because there are vessels of reception in them, and in the end of Galgalta there are vessels of reception. So the great one influences the small one of the same type.
But the connection between them is because there is chasadim.
The connection, because there is chasadim, but the bestowal upon one another is in the aviyut. Next. Yes.
Rav, shalom.
Hello, Rav. First of all, I want to say that you did something important.
Finally, I did something.
No, you do it all the time, but for several questions, Rav. When we build Potsufim, in the diagram, there is Dalet Gimel and then Gimel Bet. Can you explain
yes.
Why Gimel Bet follows Dalet Gimel?
Dalet Gimel is Partsuf Ab. It purifies after it receives. In order to bestow, the O Makif comes, pushes it, purifies it, and then from Dalet Gimel it becomes Gimel Bet. And upon Gimel Bet, a Zivug of Aka'a comes and the Pertzuf Sag is born.
Why in the diagram, why in Pertzuf Sag is it the first time that you can go down below Tabu?
Because there in the Pertzuf Sag is Bina. In Bina, there is Gar, the upper three, which there is Chochmah. Whereas Sag overcomes the light of Chochmah and creates the light of Chasadim. And there's a part of it that is already filled with the light of Chasadim. That's Zat, the lower seven of Pertzuf Sag. And that part can go below the Tabu.
But why before Pertzuf Sag it's impossible?
Because the light of Chochmah cannot go below the Tabur. There are vessels of reception there without a Masach. Without the ability to receive in order to bestow. The Masach not to receive, there is. A Masach to receive in order to bestow, there isn't. Because if there was a Masach in order to bestow, to receive in order to bestow, they would already receive it in Galgalta and in Nab.
When we bestow chasadim in patzuf nekudot sag and receive of you daled, is it like
this?
In a restaurant, I received. Maybe I should try in English.
Yesterday I had like a big.
Go in English, that's fine.
And today, I receive a small plate of caviar.
Well, what are you trying to say? That yesterday I had more or less? And more quantity and less quality?
Today.
The quality?
This is Masher Chazak.
This is what's stronger.
Don't get confused with this. Quantity and quality, take them as one, for the time being. In spirituality, you don't have quantity at all. We use the word quantity, but it's all qualities.
But when I receive of you Dalit, there is something here.
There's nothing here. Pchina Dalit means that you can differentiate in the upper light more precise, sublime discernments relative to Pchina Bet or Gimel. These are all qualities. There are no quantities in spirituality.
It's as if I'm receiving less.
It's as if you're receiving less.
But it's not. I'm not receiving less.
It's less in quality.
So it's more what?
We say great, less, like in our world, but it's not worth it. Don't get confused with these things. Good, nice. You scrutinize something. Yes?
I didn't understand. The world of Nikudim in Katnut and in Gadlut. Which one of them is vessels of reception? Which one is vessels of bestowal?
We have yet to speak of the world of Nikudim and Gadlut and Katnut. I just drew them here. That's not the topic yet today. Tomorrow it will be.
Thank you. Chanoch asked you about Rosh of Nikudot Esag. He wrote, it's in Nikvei Naim. Nikvei Naim is Rosh of the world of Nikudim, no?
Yes. Well,
and so where is Rosh Nikudot Esag? There are several Roshim there because they get purified.
Here we still. I'm sorry. Here, this is not a zivug in Nikvei Naim. For the sake of the explanation, I put it here. It's not worth leaving it here. Yes.
So where is the Rosh of Nekudot Esag? Is it several Roshim? Because it's in the Hizdakhut. So there are several stages there?
Nekudot of Sag is after Ta'amim of Sag. This is the Ta'amim of Sag, yes? It expands Bet Aleph, the whole, Tzimtzum Aleph. The Tamim of Sag expand. They are purified. As usual, when they purify, they go down. Well, I can't draw everything here. What can I do? They go down to the Chazir of that Partzuf. And here in the Chazir, they do a Zivug of Haka'ah, as if they need to do a Zivug of Haka'ah here, upon the Nekudot. Well,
only at the end of his Dekhut of Bet is there the Zivug that brings out Nekudot Desag? Or is it in the whole transition from Gimel Bet?
The Partzuf Nekudot of Sag emerges like we learned. No matter how much I draw here, it'll just be confusing because it doesn't enter into this diagram. We have to do a completely different slice here. Look at what happens. Look at what happens. The Partzuf does a Zivug of Haka'ah in the Rosh. It goes down to the Tabur. In the Tabur, it has the Bitush, the striking between internal and surrounding light. They have this clash here. And then Tamim begins to purify. When they begin to purify Dalet, Gimel, Bet, Aleph, and Shoresh, from all of these Partzufim, what emerges is the Partzufim of Nekudot. Nekudot of Sag. Now you can say, where is the Rosh of these Partzufim? Where is their goof? So certainly their Rosh is here in Rosh of Sag, and their goof emerges each time from the Zivugim of Haka'ah. You can say here it's also Rosh, but there has to be also a decision in the general Rosh. And then Partzufim emerge for you. These Partzufim are called Nekudot of Sag. Yes.
And all those small Roshim happen at the Sof or also at the Chazer?
In the purification of the Masach that rises in each time does a Zivug of Haka'ah, it causes the emergence of these individual Partzufim and causes the Nekudot. Not just Nekudot of Sag, you have Nekudot of Galta, Nekudot of Av. In every Partzuf, in its purification, you have a Partzuf of Nekudot. This is the Tanta.
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 The Zivug of the individual Partzufim happens. Say it goes through his dekhut from Dalet to Gimel.
Yes.
It happens at the Sof, or does it descend back to the Chazeh? Because we see that the Zivug always happens at the Chazeh of the previous Potsuf. I'm trying to understand if it's actually where you drew it, or is there another.
This is how we write it schematically, period.
And what? All those Potsufim go down to the Siyum, the Nekudot de Sag. The Siyum of the general Ak.
All these Partzufim go below the Tabur because there's no light of Chochmah in them already. The light of Chochmah ends here. This is where Pchina Gimel ends. Gimel of Hitlabshut ends here. Okay? You have a problem. You go a few steps forward and into greater depth, and then you're missing the knowledge that comes before it. And that's going to cause confusion. You can't receive a thing as it is and then add and then add. No. You have to have the whole picture from the beginning to the end, and only then the beginning you start to understand. It's not the way we learn. Yes.
In the previous diagram, if you can... Regarding Amit's question, and I was also looking at the book Te'ilan. In the Potsuf there's Toch and Sof, right? There's a taboo between them, right?
I would recommend that you don't look at the book of Ilan right now. I'm telling you with all seriousness. We never learned with Rabash according to the Tree of Ilan, because there Bala Sulam wrote with all kinds of additions that we don't learn, we don't know, we don't understand, and they're not explained. That's it. So, and in a clear way, it's not written about them with an explanation. And Rabash implicitly did not go over them. As there's an impression from this and that. In short, we learn schematically. You need to attain this out of your work in the field.
So, just to understand, in Patsuf Ab, there's Toch and Sof too, right?
Yes.
Can you add it so I will understand? Like there's a line of taboo here as well, right? The taboo of Ab, right?
Could be.
So the hizdakhut, etc., begins from that taboo of Ab, right?
Where that is what that purification?
Can you add to the drawing of Ab the Toch and Sof of that?
No, because he doesn't draw this for me. You don't understand. You are receiving a thousandth of a thousandth of a thousandth of the wisdom of Kabbalah, so that it will help you somehow, somewhat, to see where all these things are and how they're connected to one another. Without thousands of details that are missing. You can ask about every single detail that you hear today for the first time, as much as you want. But that won't give you any... you won't have any explanation in any place, and I will precise with this because I'll tell you that there is no explanation, but each will have to attain it. And there's no matter of being less in any way. You simply can't all these things define and describe and explain. There's no place for them. There are many more discernments here. Where's Tabu Avab? Well, where is above her? Where's in the Sof of Ab? Sof of Av, does it stop receiving in order to bestow? So it has to be below the taboo of Galgalta. Why is it all ending above the taboo of Galgalta? There's such questions that are really to the point. I swallow them and move onwards. That's it. Who else was there?
There's something about Tzimtzum Bet that I'm not getting. Patsuf Galgalta received everything it could in order to bestow. It made its insurum Prinadalad and received everything it could in order to bestow. So it's
yes.
Not clear what is Tzimtzum Bet, what it adds, that more desires will receive in order to bestow in Prinadalad.
Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction is the Tzimtzum of Nehi of Ak. As Nehi of Ak received an addition of bestowal, a force of bestowal, and then Nehi of Ak can divide itself to an area in which the forces of bestowal rule, which is called above Parsa, and the forces of reception that are below the Parsa. So you have a division of vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal. Vessels of bestowal is called the world of Atzilut. The vessels of reception, the worlds of Bi'ah.
When I look for these things inside of me in our work, you explain that there is pleasure and we want to receive it in order to bestow. So everything that happens above Vargata, we can somehow put it all together. When you talk about Tzimtzum Bet, we don't know where to look for it. What is the addition here?
So you're complaining to me?
No, I'm asking where to look for this in our work, for Tzimtzum Bet. What's the addition here?
First, search for where you will have vessels of bestowal, and then you'll find it there.
Of course I have no vessels of bestowal.
So what do you want from me?
Yet. But there's hard to feel everything that happens. I can feel what happens above Tabu, but what do you put on, what do you clothe what happens below Tabu? What do you clothe it on?
Above Tabu, it seems to you like everything is clear and it's understood to you, and you know what to bestow, and all that's clear. That's the bestow. Whereas where it starts to be intermingled with reception and bestowal, that's where you're having difficulty. So even more, you don't understand what is above Tabu. There's not so many details, so that's why it seems easy.
Guys, why do you do what you needn't do? It's not the smart one who learns. It's called his knowledge is greater than his actions. You do things that will make you attain the wisdom, and then you'll be fine. Otherwise, all your calculations and things I'm hearing here, I have patience for this because I have no choice. I have to somehow warn you. You are going into, you are approaching the wisdom in the wrong way. If you don't attain it through your own power, delete this knowledge. Delete it. Kabbalists would pray to forget. Why? Because you need to understand what happens by acting, not from the book. The book gives you the damned philosophy, the cursed philosophy. Yes, Dudi. On a different topic, we wanted to talk about something more contemporary. Even without a song, let's move on to the next.